This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. CBS Sports will start to get the payoff from its Thursday night investment in the National Football League this evening. The broadcaster paid the NFL $275 million for the rights to Thursday night games this season, the first of which is tonight, Steelers at Baltimore. There are, as you know, many things wrong with the NFL right now. The concussion problem, the bullying case from a year ago, and its actions on domestic violence. As former FBI Director Robert Mueller begins his investigation into who knew what when about the Ray Rice video, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports there is one thing that the NFL is really good at, making gobs and gobs of money.
Percy Harvin, inside the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown, Seattle.
This year's Super Bowl was the most watched program on U.S. TV ever. So if a brand wants to play with the big boys in sports, it pretty much has to play with the NFL. Andrew Zimblist is an economist at Smith College.
The NFL stands out in all of the different revenue sources, and not just by a little bit, but by leaps and bounds over the other sports.
Ticket sales, TV rights, and a whole lot of NFL-logoed official branding and merchandising bring in more than $9 billion. Players endorsing shoes and credit cards generates billions more. Fantasy football betting's taking off, too. But is football's value to the Gatorades and Marriotts and FedExes of the world at risk from recent controversies?
Because it is the most popular spectator sport in the United States, it derives a certain amount of insulation from some of the social criticisms that it receives.
But why is it so popular? After all, the ball's only in play 20 minutes in a three-hour broadcast. Jonathan Taplin at the USC Annenberg Innovation Lab says there's the violence that appeals to a desirable male demographic, then there's the pacing.
Football is actually a perfect collective viewing experience because it's actually the time between the plays where people can discuss things, get a beer.
Another attraction to marketers, far fewer games than baseball or basketball, so the audience is heavily concentrated in those weekend time slots. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.